You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 2, Episode 20, Go Fish. Xander goes undercover on the Sunnydale swim team after members begin turning up dead after apparently being skinned alive. Stephanie.
Wow, this is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio. And
I'm Kelly.
Kelly Jo. KJ, our first fan.
Yay!
Fan zero. The official coiner of Gax.
Yes.
Gax welcomes you officially to Potential Cast.
Huzzah!
So, Gabby, you're watching for the first time along with us.
Not Gabby.
I'm Kelly.
What?
I'm Kelly.
I hope Gabby's watching for the first time. She better not be a liar.
Yes, I am.
So. Okay, let's start over. So, Kelly Jo.
Yes.
You're watching for the first time along with us.
Correct.
Awesome.
Good.
Woohoo!
So have you gone ahead? Have you watched any episodes past Go Fish?
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
So what episode are you at?
So last night I kind of was bored and watched up to episode 8 of season 3. I'm a bad person.
What? Oh, wow. Episode 8?
Of season 3.
I'm a lonely, bored person, Kim.
Oh, my God.
You should play online poker or something.
I got one ahead.
Oh, wait a second. You're a minor. I shouldn't say things like that, right? Don't play online poker. It's bad for you. It'll turn you into a degenerate.
I also listen to explicit podcasts. Apparently, I'm not supposed to do that either.
No, you can do that once you're beyond 13 with parents' consent.
Mm. Well...
Or as we say here, what, he's 5? Let him listen to whatever the fuck he wants. What, he's 5? Let him drink whatever the fuck he wants.
I would say something, but I won't.
Come on,
I'm just
you
a liberal hippie.
To.
So is this the episode where we finally can stop talking about Jonathan?
No! You can never stop talking about Jonathan.
What an asshole! Help me! Blah, 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 blah. Mind your own business. Asshole. Jonathan, right now, as of far as I'm concerned, is an asshole. You don't beg for help, and then when someone's help you, go like, mind your own business. I couldn't take care of things.
Well, and then you put me in the pool.
Yeah, his ego, I mean, he had to...
Because Buffy came to his rescue.
Yeah, cool.
Did you see the sweater he was wearing? This man does not have an ego. I'm just saying. No, it's true. Jonathan finally gets a name.
Yes.
He finally credited as Jonathan. And he actually... finally played the part that, you know, he was kind of supposed to play, getting picked on.
Yay!
I feel a revenge episode coming on in his future.
That doesn't involve urine?
Yeah,
well, let's
read he peed
this,
in the pool.
I'm sorry, Lyria.
No, go ahead. I was just saying, yeah, he peed in the pool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, let's read this email that talks about Jonathan. From Paul Thomas. Who wants to read it? You want me to read it? Yes. I'll read it. My thoughts about Go Fish. Hi, guys. I was asked by Stephanie to guest on the Go Fish podcast, but due to it being recorded on a weekday, and I can't really stay up that late, so I thought I'd throw together some of my thoughts on the episode, like a little remote contribution. Although far from one of my favorite episodes, I believe it was the first episode of Buffy that I ever saw, so it does hold a special place in my heart. Go Fish is fluffy, fuzzy, and light. Standalone. Standalone with some great witty dialogue from the Scoobies throughout. I think it's a perfect way to butter you up with humor before the real action kicks in with the two-part finale. I love the way Angel makes a little cameo just to remind you that he's still around. I think everyone is waiting for the big showdown between Buffy and Angel, and that scene acts as a great little teaser. The swim team guy calls Jonathan Johnny. Is this the first time he's been given a name? I can't remember. The helm mouth seems to make high school coaches do the wacky. It just seems to be willing to go to any length. Uh-huh. They just seem to be going. They just seem to be going. No, really? That's still not right. They just seem
the part
to
of
be
Stephanie
fearless.
Will now be played by.
They just seem to be willing to go to any length for the win. I certainly didn't expect the coach's villainous exposition speech to start with the line, "After the fall of the Soviet Union."
That was one of the best parts of the episode.
I started a little drinking game while I was watching this episode. Every time Wentworth Miller smiled, I had a drink. So very sober. I smiled twice before Susan's appearance and break. Buffy stalking Wentworth at the Bronze. She really needs to work on her covert surveillance skills. Xander in his Speedos. A little one for the ladies. Funny how he felt confident walking out in front of strangers half naked, but dived for the protective cover of a float when Buffy, Willow, and Cordy were around. I love how awkward he looked. I'm undercover. You're not under much. Oh, yeah. Does anyone really buy that Xander was meant to be a geeky guy?
I kept telling you people about his shoulders.
Washboard abs. That's all for me. Thanks for entertaining us. Long may the potential cast continue. Speak soon, Paul Thomas.
Thanks,
Paul.
That was a fantastic scene.
Oh, that was awesome.
I just loved the reaction of both Willow and Cordelia when they're talking back to him. I thought it was just perfect.
Here. Oh, this is Kim, read this next one from Carol Swift.
Gotta open up the email.
You can do it, Kim.
Oh, wait, this is way too long.
No, do it.
Hi, Gax plus one. Hasn't it been a great bunch of episodes? I'm here writing to you about Go Fish. Go figure! No, it isn't my favorite episode by a long shot, neither is mine. Because I rarely like Monster of the Week episodes, but I thought you Lost fans would find information about the writer of this episode interesting. Go Fish was the first episode of Buffy written by David Fury?
Fury.
He wrote it with his wife and writing partner at the time. Elin Hampton was a freelance project. Elin Hampton as a freelance project after doing a lot of comedy writing. She went on to a successful career on the shows by David Fury. On other shows, but David Fury continued with Buffy. He later redeemed himself by writing some wonderful, pivotal, and controversial episodes, ending up as an integral part of both Buffy and Angel. Whedon fans are known for their interest in the writers of the show almost as much as they are interested in the actors, sometimes more. When Angel ended and Mutant Enemy disbanded, the Hollywood TV producers grabbed up the writers as fast as they could. One of those was J.J. Abrams, a big Buffy fan. He hired David Fury for a new show that he was going to do called Lost. David Fury served as co-executive producer for the first season and was the reason many Buffy fans gave the show a try. He was responsible for Walkabout, Season 1, Episode 4, which is why I laughed out loud when Illyrio jokingly wondered whether Lost had given the idea of a walkabout from Spike's time in a wheelchair. Season 1, Episode 9, Solitary. Season 1, Episode 14, Special. Season 1, Episode 18, Numbers. co-writer with Brent Fletcher, and apparently the creation of the fuselage internet. Sorry, the fuselage. I can't say that word. Internet site.
I'll just put me alert. Saying it in fuselage.
Fuselage. Did I say it right?
Awesome.
Yay!
I cut that out where I'm speaking so fast. Then fuselage.
It'll work out. Don't worry.
All right. I think this is our first ever irony alert.
Irony alert.
When David Fury left Lost at the end of season one, he had nice things to say about the creators, especially Damon Lindelof, but expressed frustration at the lack of planning being done. Apparently, he had not decided what the monster was going to be, or even what the numbers meant by the end of the first season. They didn't by the end of the series, but that's okay.
Spoiler alert.
He'd worked on Whedon shows for more than 6 years at that point and indicated that he was used to having a general plan and knowing where they were headed. The plan might have been changed because of circumstances, or they might decide to change something because they have a better idea. But Joss always came to be the season with a loose plan for that season, and usually plans for elements a couple of seasons in advance. Giving clues to things without a plan as to what they meant was apparently not done on Whedon shows, and it seemed to bother David Fury on Lost. He later found a home on 24 for its last 4 years, though he lamented not being able to invent really outlandish supernatural stuff for Jack Bauer to deal with.
Damn it!
Or to be able to find a way to insert humor into the show. FYI, Marty Noxon was another important Whedonverse writer who started in season 2, writing or co-writing season 6 of the last 14 episodes of the season. What's My Line 1 and 2, Bad Egg, Surprised, Bad Beth and Beyond. I only have eyes for you. She was known for writing much of the hubba hubba stuff that so many of us like. She went on to Private Practice and Mad Men.
Yay!
Jane Espenson will be entering at the beginning of season 3. Excuse me. She went on to Gilmore Girls, Malcolm in the Middle, Battlestar Galactica, Caprica, and is currently working on Torchwood.
Hey.
This goes on and on, but I'll stop because I just wanted to give you a little Lost/Buffy connection in info and a taste of who the writers on Buffy the Vampire Slayer were. Sorry for this being so long. Yeah, whatever. But I thought you might find it interesting. Thanks again for the podcast. I look forward to it every week. Carol J. Swift.
Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
And congratulations, Kim. You did it. You read the entire email.
Yes, you did.
You can cut out whatever you want, Illyrio.
Don't worry about it. All is well. The last episode I put out, I only had to do one edit. It was fantastic. I think Brian did most of the talking.
Let me read Missy's facts from this episode. We need to see on Hellmouth. She does her Missy's facts from down fun facts from down under. She needs a title.
I hope this isn't a conflict of interest. I hope we're not stealing her away.
No, okay, no. Good. I just make sure that hers are non-spoilery because his they're very spoilery. So in Go Fish, Wentworth Miller went on to star in the 2005 Fox series Prison Break. The role of Gage in this episode was his first acting job.
I knew
really?
It.
No
seriously?
Shit. Really?
No crap.
I was like, that's Prison Break guy, isn't it?
Coincidentally, Wentworth's character in Prison Break, Michael Scofield, is nicknamed Fish by some of the other characters.
Anyways.
This is the last episode which uses Anthony Stewart Head's In Every Generation narration.
Thank God.
Willow's reference to an Oreo cookie may have been an inside joke. Allison did commercials for Oreo cookies before she was on Buffy.
That's awesome.
Go Fish refers to a children's card game called Fish in which one player asks if they have particular cards. If not, the other player tells the first to go fish. for example, to seek out that card. Go Fish also stars Conchata Farrell, Berta from Two and a Half Men, yeah. and Shane West, Dr. Ray Barnett from ER. Mm-hmm.
He's on Nikita now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So,
what did we think, everyone?
What did y'all think about Go Fish?
How about we do it like this? We end the podcast now. People tell us what they think we thought, and then we tell them if they're right. No. So, who hated this episode?
Hate's a strong word.
Yeah. Oh, I was expecting lots of Go Fish hate. I'll be honest.
It's not my favorite.
I was expecting lots of people to say, me.
No, I don't hate it.
No? Mm-hmm.
It's all just right, okay.
So what did you like about this episode?
What did I like?
Yeah.
Xander walking.
Hold on. I'm going to make a list.
Describing that, Kim, my notes say here, hello, nurse.
I liked Buffy in the bronze trying to follow.
Yes. Sleuth Buffy was good.
That was hilarious.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Willow interrogating Jonathan.
Yes.
That was awesome. I was going to say, for a split second, I thought Angelus was going to turn Gage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So did I.
Split second.
I thought that's what was happening. Because
he said he was recruiting.
And he started freaking out in pain. Now, was I the only one that didn't realize that they were becoming these creatures?
I didn't know that.
I didn't realize it until he popped out.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, that was so gross.
But it was a good twist, don't you find? Mm-hmm. Like there's a creature eating them and scaring them alive. And then once you realize what it was, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. And this is why you don't use steroids. It's a very special Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yes.
Or you know. All right.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for steroids and what steroids do to your body.
If you drank... I'm sorry. I'm like... They mentioned the word steroid about, 95 times.
I have it right here.
Really?
It was... 454 times.
Really? I thought I only heard it 6 times.
Oh, God. They said it a lot.
I need another dose. Where are the steroids? So apparently, if you go into a sauna, you might be inhaling steroids.
Funny that when they were discussing about why Angel didn't like Gage's blood or found it disgusting, the first thing they said, I don't know, maybe it's steroids.
Vampires don't like cheaters.
I think this is what it is. I think because the football team doesn't win, the basketball team doesn't win, this is the first, this is the only team that's winning.
Uh-huh. Someone's typing away feverishly.
Someone's typing really loudly.
Sorry. That was me.
Wow.
I'm apologizing for cutting off.
Are you using a manual typewriter? Why all of a sudden does it sound like all the president's men in here?
Get that, Johnny?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I type I'm angry. My computer.
Bad computer.
So when they were down underneath the, I guess, the boys' change room in the sewer, why the hell is Buffy wearing white shoes? That's all I want.
Well, it was not after Labor Day. So.
Were they what?
They were, yeah. Mm. All I thought is you're going to get those shoes dirty. But can I tell you the scene where I literally fell on the ground?
I hope it's the one where I did.
When they're in the car.
Yes.
And randomly, are you wearing a bra?
At that point, I immediately tweeted to Gabby. Oh my God. Wait till you get to, I think it was 9 minutes or something, to Buffy, you will die. It was perfect.
Well, that was a bold move he made in that car. You're wearing a bra. You know you want it, the way you dress.
Yeah, and then the coach accused her of dressing provocatively. Yeah.
Like a nightclub. Who knew?
Nightclub.
Ron?
Oh, gosh.
I just found it hilarious.
I mean, it was funny. I found myself enjoying this episode. I didn't take it too seriously. I was surprised that, you know, they were not being eaten by these creatures, but they were turning into these creatures. I was also, I hope, did your high schools have a giant open access to sewage and sewer systems in the basement?
I don't know. Mine does, but it could explain a few things.
Because, like, my schools had, you know, ground floors. And there was maybe a boiler room.
Yeah, we have a boiler room. It's right by our cafeteria. Kind of weird.
So I'm just curious, why is there all these, you know, large bodies of water underneath these buildings with all this? It's very strange. And isn't California, like, isn't it rare to even have a basement in California?
S-O-D. Yes, S-O-D.
All right.
Or, well, something else I want to know, too, is, so does every high school, is it always open so anybody can wander around at any time of night? There's a lot of action going on after school hours with just, you know, you have people having lovers' quarrels in the hallways at 11 o'clock at night. You have, you know, random, you know, swimmers just using the kitchen for whatever they want to have.
Cordelia doing police sketches of sea monsters.
Pretty accurate sketch.
Pretty accurate sketch.
Cordelia could have a possible career choice there.
I'm wondering if she's the one that did those sketches of Buffy, Joyce, and Jenny.
What, did she have the charcoal area?
I'm wondering if she has one of those little easels now.
She's in cahoots with Angelus.
Mm-hmm. I think that's my theory. Is that how that goes? So, so what's the story again? The swim team is successful. Members of the team are dying,
and they're dying in order of the best. The best,
yes.
It was Dodd.
The first That's guy, right?
The first one was Dodd. Anyway, I'm sorry, Seth.
Do what, Kelly Joe?
I was just wondering, was that supposed to be a cool tattoo in any way?
The dolphin?
Yeah.
Was it a dolphin or a shark? I couldn't tell because everything's so dark.
But I found it very odd that Mr. Cameron Walker, I just hate the way Buffy introduced him. Anyways, I hate that he was really into water and the ocean. I was like, this is kind of weird. But
it's just so vast.
Yeah.
The ocean is vast. I'm never alone, right?
It was just weird.
The minute I knew something bad was going to happen around him was that he used the word bro.
You deserved it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign number 216, a guy's a douche. He uses the word bro.
Bro.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's an American thing or whatever. But do all schools have a school nurse? Because we never had one.
Yeah,
we had a school nurse.
School nurse today. Morgan matched her finger in the door, and I had to go pick Morgan up from the nurse.
Because we never had a school nurse in any type of schooling.
Well, see, now that so many children are on medications and kids just can't take medicine, there has to be a nurse and there has to be notes and things signed and paperwork and everything.
I went to schools downtown and we had a nurse. Maybe I don't remember if she was there every day. But.
Yeah, see, sometimes several schools may share a nurse.
Really?
Hmm. All I know is that at my school, you can't even bring in cough drops without a note.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, you can't have Advil or you're out of there.
But how would they know if you took one? Unless you're trying to sell it.
if they catch you with Advil or anything without a note, then you are sent to reform school or something. I don't know.
We were allowed to bring all kinds of medication when I was in high school. All kinds.
You did it.
No, I waited till university.
So with the swim team members going away one by one, wasn't the rest of the team concerned about going missing?
I don't guess so. Now, I think they were, all they were thinking about was winning the championship or whatever.
Guess so. But their three best swimmers are gone. Wouldn't you lose them?
What's with Principal Snyder intimidating Willow to give Gage a passing grade?
See, this is why students can't be teachers.
But Willow is the most complimentary teacher ever. She's like the Paula Abdul of computer science teachers.
Like all slurred speech and weird?
That's very good. That's nice. Good job on your pie chart.
Nice pie chart.
Nice pie chart.
I think I actually said that today during one of my courses. Nice pie chart.
Nice pie chart. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That doesn't look like a pie chart. It looks like naked ladies or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God.
You're playing solitaire. Why does your pie chart look like solitaire with naked ladies on the cards? Awesome.
So I have to say to Xander, when it comes to the choice between grape and orange, you always go orange.
Yeah, I don't know. Never been a fruit flavored soda fan.
No. I don't like orange soda, but I like
Steph.
Yes.
Fruit flavored soda.
Right now, after grape being on Atkins for 2 days, I would drink anything.
So when you're finally off it, is it going to be like... Sorry, Kim, go ahead.
I was saying to Steph, can't you have Diet Pop on the Atkins diet?
You can have Diet Right that has Splenda in it. You can't have...
Aspartame?
Yeah,
aspartame.
Right, you can't. Mm-hmm. And Diet Right. I have tangerine.
What's Diet Right?
I don't know. It's just the only thing I can find with Splenda.
Yeah, okay.
It's not good.
Might as well just buy seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I know Diet Cream Soda is made with Splenda, and it's fantastic.
Who makes that?
Is it Crush?
I think up here it's Crush.
Yeah.
I think we may have Crush, but I don't think we have Diet.
Mm.
Oh.
It's too bad.
Good stuff. All
right, so when you're finally off that, is it going to be like that scene on Arrested Development? Where you're just stuffing your face with bread and mashed potatoes. It's one of my favorite scenes.
Buster with the juice.
He's going to be off the hook.
And see, I haven't been eating sugar, and I thought, well, giving up carbs,
mm-hmm.
no big deal. My weakness. Well, and I've been eating, you know, like whole grains. I haven't really been eating white bread or whatever, but even getting rid of those carbs in the whole grains and everything, it's really affected me still.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel really weak. Like, last night, I don't even remember going to bed.
Oh, my God.
I was exhausted.
Woke up in the morning, looked around, and said, "How the hell did I get here?"
Crazy.
But anyway, go fish.
I think I'm done with all my notes, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really?
I wrote down, I said, I'll never eat Oreos again, but I don't remember why I wrote that.
Oh, because
she was below, yeah.
Yeah, something about she was trying to describe the fish.
Oh, in the insides. Okay, I get it. I remember.
Now you can't eat Oreos again.
So it was interesting that this idea came from Russia about fish DNA. So these guys were getting doses of fish DNA, and they just, from the inside out, turned into a fish. I guess. Right?
Yeah. Happens to everyone.
Yeah, it wasn't the right mix between fish DNA and steroids? Isn't that like a 40-60 mixture?
Yeah.
I said 60 steroids, not fish.
But I like how just when the nurse confronted the coach about what they were doing, that's when he decided to feed her to the fish.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I couldn't stop thinking about Steph watching this episode when I saw them put the swimmers in the cage in the library.
Yeah.
See, they use that cage for everything.
Well, those guys are swim team guys. They could probably break through that much more easily than some, like, pencil-neck geek zombie.
And I was wondering, what if only one of them turned into a fish and the others didn't? You know, they would be in danger.
This is true.
With the cage.
With the cage. Oh, my God. And then the part when Cordy was talking to the guy in the pool.
Oh, yeah. She sees... She's when she thought Xander turned into a fish.
I'll buy you pool toys or...
She said, God. I understand you want to see other fish. Yeah.
This episode was hilarious.
It was very funny.
Was it supposed to be hilarious? Because it was hilarious.
I don't know, but it was definitely... It felt like a kind of an upbeat Monster of the Week episode. Like, kind of like... Not as funny as the funny ones and not as kind of out there as some of the other. Although it was pretty out there. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
If it didn't make me roll my eyes at all.
No?
It didn't? Sorry. Oh, okay.
Made me roll my eyes a little bit, but I don't know. I think I think the funny bits outweighed the lame bits for me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Follow the Soviet... at the end of the Cold War line and all that jazz. That was pretty funny stuff. You know?
Yeah. And at the end, when the coach gets angry raped by three fish. <that's great>.
Okay.
Everyone.
That was pretty a touching moment. But yeah, it was funny.
Definitely.
I think the effect of ripping off the skin was super cool because it was bleh. But then when he put his hand up in front of his face, that looked kind of fake, but not kind of, very, but but their effects are getting better, which I appreciate greatly.
I don't know. I couldn't handle them frolicking in the water at the end.
Yeah.
Born free, as free as the wind blows.
But we can all agree, Metamorphosis is gross.
Yeah.
Oh, and it stinks.
Yeah. It smells terrible.
Like a scapula.
Your insides are coming out.
But what's worse, that or the scapula or spatula or whatever from the last episode? I love this episode. I'm sorry.
It was fun. It was fun.
So bad that it was good. Like, for me.
Like the pack?
Yes.
Good point. Instead of a, you know, pack of hyenas, they're a pack of fishmen. Merman, if you will. But not Eugene Merman.
No.
That's a different kind of merman.
That's a funny kind of merman.
Pardon?
good.
Are we ready to rate?
Oh, already? Sure.
I don't know. I mean, listen, if anybody has any more points, point away. I don't have any more points.
What was the episode last week where, or not last week, 2 weeks ago when we were just, it was just like, oh, is it for the end, time for the end yet?
Killed by death.
Worst episode. This is better than that, but I feel we're doing this episode a disservice because it was not as bad as the way that it was fun, but come on now. Fish. Steroid fish.
Steroid fish.
Using a steak as a hair accessory? Come on.
Awesome. I was even thinking just before that, I'm like, her hair looks ridiculous. And then she pulled it out. But I'm glad that there was that little seed with Angelus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Where's Oz?
Yeah, good question.
I miss Oz.
Is he on tour or something? Because worst boyfriend ever. Absentee boyfriend.
Yeah, but Willow's all busy with her career now. So.
Which one? The witchcraft one or the computer teacher one?
Both. Is Seth Green, does he become the main character in the next season? Is it spoilerish if I ask that?
Yes, he becomes a cast member. Okay. Regular cast member.
Instead of just a guest star?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
I didn't want to say
What was that, Kelly?
I was saying I didn't want to say anything because I already feel bad enough that I've gone ahead.
Don't feel bad for going ahead. Apparently, this show aired a decade ago. Yeah, so a lot of people have gone ahead of us. So don't worry about it.
It started the year my sister was born.
Nice.
Aww.
You people are young.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. The original Battlestar Galactica wasn't even on TV when I was born.
The last real point I have is, shut up, Xander. You don't know what Nippy is until you live anywhere near the north.
This is a good point. No matter what does Nip say.
My friend, I'm telling Xander, calm your Nippy naps. Just calm them down.
All right. So, rate it.
Kim.
7 anal probes out of 10.
That's awfully high for someone that didn't care for the episode very much.
Yeah, I didn't.
I give it 6 out of 10 doses of fish DNA.
Awesome.
Mm. I give it 6.5 steroid aromatherapy sessions.
I give it 8.75 out of 10 Twisted Sisters.
Nice.
Mm.
Twisted Sisters.
Mm-hmm. Buffy is one of those. She's a Twisted Sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I give it a 5 out of 10 fish sticks. Do you guys like fish sticks?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't like fish.
Fish sticks with macaroni and cheese is delicious.
But I
apparently Kanye West loves fish sticks.
Fish sticks with macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Fish sticks with custard is awesome.
What?
Huh? That's a Doctor Who reference.
Obviously.
Yeah, I was not impressed with this episode. I thought that there were some pretty funny bits, but I did feel... I don't know. I guess I just felt that it was sea monsters, and I think I'm not being very fair to it, though. I think I should change my rating. 5 out of 10 is really harsh. It wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It was all right. And
I was thinking I should change mine because I gave it a generous 7 out of 10. Scale it back.
You want to swap?
We both agree on 6 out of 10.
All right, then. 6 out of 10 for you and for me. We'll average it out.
Yeah.
All right, good. 6 out of 10 fish sticks.
Jonathan,
who has a name and some lines, and I think he was a bit of an asshole. tell us what you think. You have to tell us what you think about these shows, what you think about our podcast, what's going on with you and the Buffy. And
tell us wait your a Buffy second. Stories. Where did the coach get the gun from in the end?
Maybe it was the ghost gun.
It was just in his office.
Just randomly there.
Yeah, it was just
and that's why we have metal detectors.
Uh-huh. Gun laws are good. Sorry. Potentialcast@gmail.com. What?
Tell us what you think. You know what? Send us an email with your Buffy story. How you started watching Buffy. Did you watch with everybody else? And stuff like that. I'm interested in stuff like that because I started watching because of a podcast.
Yeah.
That's my Buffy story. And I don't regret it one bit so far. You can call us at 27040-BUFFY. You can email us at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
Visit the Blogspot page. You can access it at potentialcast.blogspot.com. Or if you're lazy, you can write potentialcast.com instead. It'll redirect you. Twitter.com/potentialcast. You can follow us. We'll tell you when the shows are up and such. And you can also join the fun at the Facebook page. Facebook book. It's the Facebook group page known as PotentialCast. Do a search for it, one word, join, and we'll let you in. We have 150 members.
Woohoo!
At least 150 members of that group.
There's also fun stuff being posted. Spoiler.
Yes, there's a potential spoilers group. If you've watched the series and you've watched Angel and you just can't take it. You're all these Buffy people and you can't say what you want because you don't want to spoil us. Do a search for potential spoilers. Two words and you can join them. I'm on a podcast that has generated a group that I cannot visit. It is interesting indeed.
Try creating their acronym and not being allowed to go on the group.
This is true. Gax does owe you a debt of gratitude.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yes, exactly. I created your catchphrase. I own you.
Catchphrase? We are Gax. It's true. We are Gax.
So, Kelly Jo, do you, like, I probably know the answer to this, but before we found out you're 8 episodes ahead, did you find it difficult not to go ahead when you knew that the podcast was doing it week to week?
Yeah, well, normally what I would do is, like, based off, like, you know, whatever you guys say you were recording that week, I was like, okay, so I can watch up to this point. Mm-hmm. But then after I took my notes for Go Fish, I'm just like, well, technically, I wouldn't be cheating per se if I go to the next episode. And then it turned into the next episode. And I was just like, well, I could stop.
Or I could watch 8 more.
I have the discs.
Yeah, I think it's probably the fact that I have the DVDs that made me mm-hmm. watch it. If it was Watch Instant, I probably wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I wonder if there's anybody else besides Kelly Jo that's watching it along with us for the first time.
Moira's watching it for the first time.
Jim Watari,
although he's ahead as well.
Way ahead, though.
Is he?
I see when he's on Facebook or on Twitter, he's like, what is it, the Get Glue or whatever thing mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. comes up. You watch. He's like season 3 into Buffy.
Yeah, he's ahead of us. But yeah, definitely Moira.
Mm-hmm.
I know Joe is ahead of us. He started watching around the same time we did.
I think a lot of people did that. They started watching and then they're like so far ahead now.
Well, I don't have to record a podcast. Screw this. I'm going to watch as Joe much as I want. I can do what I want. Who?
Joe who?
Joe from the 11th Hour podcast, the Doctor Who podcast with Chris and Joe.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah. Horatio outside.
Mm-hmm.
And only one person's given up.
So far, only one person I know's given up.
Who's that?
John.
Oh, John.
Mm-hmm.
Quitter.
Now, season one was rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put yourself in his shoes. You're not doing a podcast on it. You've watched really some crappy stuff.
Yeah.
Do you go on? Right?
Quitter. You should have till he continued.
Meh.
You're like, not that committed.
Is it quote time?
Quote time.
Followed by clean up the kitchen time.
It's about time our school excelled at something. I think you're forgetting our high mortality rate. We're number one. What?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We have to go around first.
Well, you can go out to the parking lot and practice running like a man.
That was awesome.
Joe?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was next or not. That is wrong. A big, fat, spanking wrong. It's a slap in the face to everyone who studied hard and worked long hours to earn our D's.
Oh, Xander. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
I used to say that all the time.
You're going to think about that later, mister, and you're going to laugh.
Okie dokie, coachy.
All right, I've got another one. I think we can safely say we found Sean. He was in the pool skinless dipping.
Oh my god, I totally got another one too. It's a, who is she? The chosen one?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
I like, those boys really love their coach.
Somebody help me.
I think that's every episode of Buffy.
No, that's Jonathan. And are you wearing a bra? And I wrote bra, B-R-A-W.
Bra.
Bra.
What's a bra?
Bra. Any bra watch?
There was a bra reference, and that was about it.
That blew my mind. It blew my mind. Holy crap.
Okay, bye.
Steph,
next week,
our homework?
The first part of the season 2 finale, becoming part 1.
And yes. Potentials, we shall only watch part 1. We will record, and then we'll watch part 2 and record that.
Really? That's what we're going to do?
Oh, isn't that what we're going to do for this? Isn't that what we wanted to do with the two-parters?
I guess so, yeah, sure.
That's mean.
That worked well, you know, because I'm assuming there's a cliffhanger.
Yes.
I can't remember. Okay.
I remember because I watched ahead, and I've seen Becoming part 1, and there is a cliffhanger. But it's not... I don't want to spoil anyone.
But drink.
Listen, Gabby, Kim, go watch it. Especially you, Kim.
Yeah.
You really have to watch it, Kim.
I wonder if this is going to be my head exploding episode.
I don't know about that, but you really, really, really have to watch this one.
Maybe part 2 will be.
No, your head will explode in Angel season 1, episode 1.
In Angel?
Yes.
So, 2 years, and then you'll be able to watch it, Kim.
Nice. So, plenty of time to buy that plastic lining. For all the bits of brain.
O'Leary only had, what, a month to buy the plastic lining?
Yeah, I suppose. All right, well, thanks again, Kelly. And ladies, it was a pleasure as always. And just to get this recorded so I can edit it in, bye everyone!
Bye!
Bye. Bye.
Yay.
Gerard.
I haven't done that in a while.
All right. Thanks again, everyone.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Steph.
Good night, Kelly.
Good night, Gabby.
Good night, Kim. Good night, John Boy.
Okay, bye.
People just strap on some skates. I don't understand.
It's a grass field.
Yeah.
It's not even grass. It's turf.
Turf.
And you're only allowed to hit the ball with one side of the stick.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
But can you at least fight?
No. For girls, we can't fight.
You should just drop the hockey moniker entirely.
And call it something totally different.
Yeah, call it NASCAR. Wait, there's fighting in NASCAR too. People
well,
throwing
the fighting
helmets.
Is in lacrosse season. That's where the fighting goes in.
Crazy.
See, I don't know what the difference is. These are all Yankee sports that you're talking about. Hockey, field hockey, lacrosse. That means nothing to me.
If it's not football.
If it's not football,
Steph,
I have
don't
no
know
idea.
It.
If you don't live.
Red tide.
If you live in the northeast area, you cannot go to, you can't live until you see a lacrosse game. And it's not like because it's so good. It's just you don't have a choice.
Compulsory. Like voting in Australia.
Singing songs to the night.